Crash report shows a Canton police officer was killed when the driver of a pickup truck veered across the road into his lane. 47-year-old Dave Walgamont of Dover was killed November 10th when his vehicle collided with the pickup in the 800 block of Cherry Avenue Southeast. His vehicle hit the pickup on the passenger side. Police reported icy road conditions at the time of the crash. The 33-year-old pickup driver has multiple past traffic violations for speeding and failure to wear a seatbelt. A home in Tuscarawas Township was heavily damaged by fire Friday afternoon. Firefighters were called to the 13,000 block of Bars Road Southwest just after 1:30. A resident was outside when personnel arrived. Fire reportedly began in the kitchen and was contained to that room. The house suffered smoke damage throughout. Firefighters suffered a broken ankle during the operation. Fire remains under investigation. Highway Patrol investigating a single vehicle crash in Carroll County that claimed a man's life. The 53-year-old Gregory Civitz of Carrollton died at the scene Thursday afternoon. Patrol says Civitz was driving a pickup on State Route 524 in Fox Township just before 3:30 when the vehicle first went off the left side of the road and hit an embankment, then crossed both lanes and struck a sign, mailbox, and railroad tracks. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Fox Township firefighters, Bergholz EMS, and other crews responded. Wellsville man is sentenced in a September 2024 murder investigation. 42-year-old Brandon Kessler received 3 years in prison Friday in Columbiana County Court after pleading guilty to obstructing justice and tampering with evidence. Prosecutors say he gave false information in the investigation of the shooting death of 30-year-old Robert Heron. Kessler will serve both counts concurrently. 35-year-old Gino Wall of Steubenville was convicted in September of aggravated murder and sentenced to life in prison. A Columbiana man has been ordered to undergo competency and sanity evaluations. A judge approved the request for 66-year-old Frederick Haroff during a status hearing Thursday. Haroff remains in jail on a $500,000 bond. He faces multiple charges, including attempted murder and kidnapping, after a June attack in Fairfield Township. Investigators say Haroff repeatedly hit the woman in bed with a wooden bat and also tried to set a fire. Status hearing set for January 8th with a jury trial scheduled February 2nd. Ohio will build a major new first responder training center in East Palestine. A $20 million project funded by Norfolk Southern and run through Youngstown State University. Governor DeWine, Vice President J.D. Vance, and other state and local leaders announced the upgraded plan, which will provide training for fire, police, and EMS, including hazardous materials response. The facility will also offer fire science and workforce education programs for YSU students, with East Palestine first responders getting priority access. The site for the new center will be announced later. The state making a major investment in Salem with up to $7.7 million proved to eliminate the Lincoln Avenue rail crossing. The project would replace the busy at-grade crossing with a full-grade separation. More than 40 Norfolk Southern trains and two Amtrak trains use the crossing every day. The Ohio Rail Development Commission will also sponsor the project for a Federal Railroad Administration grant, with total costs expected to reach $27 million. Investigators trying to find the cause of an explosion at an apartment building in Austintown. It took place just before 1 Saturday afternoon at the Phoenix House on North Meridian Road. Dozens of people were evacuated. According to WFMJ-TV, one person was being treated for serious injuries, while several others suffered minor injuries. Residents were bused to Austintown Elementary School. Local businesses provided supplies. It isn't known when residents will be able to return. A Youngstown man accused of attacking two people has been indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury. 40-year-old Linnell Stanley faces two felonious assault charges and one count of misdemeanor assault. Police arrested Stanley October 9th after a man said he tried to stop him from assaulting his girlfriend on South Avenue. The man told officers he threw Stanley to the ground before Stanley hit him with a pistol. Reports say another person was also knocked out after being punched. Stanley remains in jail on $75,000 bond. One of three suspects arrested following a shooting at a house party in Bath Township was arraigned in Akron Saturday. 19-year-old Jashawn Stewart facing one count of murder, nine counts of felonious assault. Judge issued $3 million bond. 18-year-old Derquan Edwards also charged with one count of murder, nine counts of felonious assault. He is expected to be arraigned today. Police also arrested a 16-year-old male. Shooting injured 9 people, including 7 juveniles. 18-year-old Elijah Wells did not survive his injuries. The investigation is ongoing.